We do want to welcome everybody tonight. We're so glad you come, and some of you are visiting with us, and we're certainly glad to have you. Appreciate it. I'm mostly an observer myself tonight. They put a lot of hard work into the program. I'm sure it's going to be great. I do need to make some church announcements. We do have several, and also we've had a couple additions to the prayer list. Visitation times in the morning with the ladies is 9:30. I believe we're still on with that. And tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, church-wide, you're invited to that also. You can come with us. And appreciate those that are faithful to it. At the doors, we've got the boxes. We're asking folks to put in non-perishable canned goods and stuff as we get the basket stuff for Thanksgiving. We give out a lot of them to needy families. And we appreciate every year we do this, and so many of you donate. And wives, you can leave your husband's boots and spinning rods and guns out of the box. We don't give away. Just bring food, all right? All joking aside, we appreciate the way you do a good job on that. This Friday night is a youth rally here at the church, and it's going to be a big one. We've got several big things planned, and if you could volunteer to help, you need to see Colin Morton. He leads the youth group. Let him know, and he's asked you ladies to bring cookies, and so I won't run his night in case I ask for hands and you don't raise them. But do that, help him out on that, and we're expecting quite a group. And he tells me that the preacher that's coming is going to be able to also speak in some of the public schools and maybe get some of the kids to come out to the rally. Pray about that. That's a big deal. And we hope that we'll be able to see that happen. All right. Senior Patriots have started meeting now on Saturday, and they'll have the second meeting this coming Saturday. Well, as we turn our attention to the prayer list, I want you to pray for Brother Baker. Brian Baker is going to be having a test tomorrow, and he's been trying to recover from this thing, and let's pray they'll be able to find something to do to help Brother Baker. Hope you're really praying for him. I know you are. Lola Butler's also having a biopsy on the 19th. Pray for good results. Keep praying for the Angel Nunez family. Brother Nunez still in this world, but seemingly getting very close to crossing over. Been in a coma for 2 years. Tyler Bunch still needing prayers to recover from surgery. Received word that Joy McKeon's father went on home to be with the Lord. He last Sunday night listened to us over the wire, listened to the sermon here at church, went and sat down at the table and instantly went to be with the Lord. That's amazing, isn't it? But I tell you what, that's better in a lot of ways to go. It certainly is. Keep praying for Sister Francine Singh. She is home from the hospital. We're thankful for that. Got a note here to pray for Brother Jeff Hipley. He's having a catheterization on his heart, I believe. Maybe if I'm reading the note right, he's going to have it right away here. So let's pray that that'll be all right for Brother Hipley. And the senior citizens, this is one I missed a while ago, are having the village Bible study on Wednesday mornings at 10 o'clock in the village. Now, we have a number of others on the prayer list. We've been naming regular. I'm not trying to name everybody tonight because of the sake of time. Ask that you stand. We'll go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll receive the offering, and then we'll get right back into the program tonight. Father, thank you that we can be in your house. Thank you for those that have come. Thank you for what it means to us as we think about how we love our country and how we want the best for it. We ask your blessing on those participating in the program. Thank you for all the little kids and others that will have a part. Just be with them in it. May it be something that would honor and glorify you tonight. Pray for the sick list, Father. So many that we can't take time to name, but these we name tonight in a special way. And we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Let's remain standing as we do receive the offering.
Thank you. Be seated. The next song selection is going to be by the college choir. The name of it is Armed Forces, Pride of America. And what we're going to do, we're going to sing about the five branches of the military, the Army, Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard. And once we sing your branch of the Army, the particular branch of the military you were in, I'd like you to stand up and stay standing until the end of the song selection. All right, I appreciate it. So it's Armed Forces, Pride of America. Please stay standing. We want to give a great round of applause. We appreciate your service. Amen. All right. Thank you very much. And please be seated. Thanksgiving is a day when we pause to give thanks for the things we have. But Veterans Day is a day when we pause to give thanks for the people who fought for the things that we have. Amen? There's only two defining forces ever offered to die for you. Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul and the other died for your freedom.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. Keeping that in mind, I'd like to do a Veterans Day tribute to the noble and the brave. When an American had an urgent need, these brave ones raised a hand. No hesitation held them back. They were proud to take a stand. They left their friends and family. They gave up a normal life to serve their country and their God. They plowed into strife. They fought for freedom and for peace on strange and foreign shores. Some lost new friends. Some lost their lives in long and brutal wars. Other veterans answered a call to support the ones who fought. Their country had requirements for the essential skills they brought. We salute every one of them, the noble and the brave, the ones still with us here today, and those who rest in the grave. So here's to our country's heroes. They're a cut above the rest. Let's give the honor that is due to our country's very best.
Well, at this time, we're going to show a DVD, so please relax and watch it and just be proud of our veterans.
Tomorrow all the things were gone. I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, see the shining sea. Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Half a century ago, two simple words declared a truth that's planted in our heart. And every time the flag is raised, we've been honored to repeat the phrase, so the world will know we are under God. America's been blessed under God, brought through every trial and test. We are sheltered by the mercy He chose to give, in privilege and abundance. This nation lives under God. Freedom has survived under God. We need to recognize we're dependent on His goodness, indebted to His care, maybe more than any people, anytime or anywhere. Still our only hope and prayer is under God.
when we pledge allegiance now, it is under God. Those words have shaped the land that we hold dear. Some insist it's not allowed to acknowledge that we need Him now, but it's never been so clear.
Under God, America's been blessed. Under God, brought through every trial and test. We are sheltered by the mercy He chose to give. In privilege and abundance, this nation lives under God. Freedom has survived. Under God, we need to recognize we're dependent on His goodness, indebted to His care, maybe more than any people, anytime or anywhere. Still our only hope and prayer. Under God, America's been blessed. Under God, brought through every trial and test. We are sheltered by the mercy He chose to give. In privilege and abundance, this nation lives under God. Freedom has survived. Under God, we need to recognize we're dependent on His goodness, indebted to His care, maybe more than any people, anytime or anywhere. Still our only hope and prayer. Still our only hope and prayer is under
God. Not CBS or NBC, ABC or CNN that's given us the freedom of the press. Not Jerry Falwell, Larry Flint, Ted Kennedy or Jesse Jackson that's given us the freedom to verbally express.
Not the campus organizers or all the demonstrations that's given us the freedom to march, freely march and disagree. Oh, can't you see?
It has always been the soldier who has made the sacrifice, standing strong and proud in battle, willing to lay down his life.
Somewhere there's a soldier and he's looking at a picture of his little girl, how he wishes he were home. And somewhere there's a soldier and he's reading a love letter from his wife, and she is telling them how he feels all alone.
And somewhere there's a mom and dad who cry late in the night for a son who won't be coming home, a son who gave his life. Freedom isn't free. Oh, can't you see?
Has always been the soldier who has made the sacrifice, standing strong and proud in battle, willing to lay down his life.
To the angry man that shakes his fist and burns the stars and stripes, that same flag that drapes the coffins of those who gave their lives, there's no place that you would go, nor that you have ever been, where this soldier's blood gives the right to burn that flag again, again.
It has always been the soldier who has made the sacrifice, standing strong and proud in battle, willing to lay down his life. It has always been the soldier who has made the sacrifice, standing strong and proud in battle, willing to lay down his life,
willing to lay down his life.
Amen.
There's a lot of things that each person who served in the military has carried with them throughout their careers. Americans have enjoyed remarkable freedoms, including the freedom to worship. We carried that with us. We have recently been reminded that these freedoms can be challenged and not sometimes must be defended. They demand to be defended.
Amen.
The Veterans Day is time that we should count the cost of freedom. You saw it in the DVD, you've heard it in the boys' songs. Freedom is not free.
Amen.
We need to express thanks to our God, but for the grace of God, we could be born somewhere else and be on the wrong side. The things they carried, we carried, I should say. We carried the P-38 can opener, heat tabs, artificial fire, watches and dog tags, lots of insect repellent, gum, cigarettes for those in the Korean War and back, Zippo lighters, salt tablets, compress bandages, ponchos, Kool-Aid, two or three canteens of water, iodine tablets, Sterno, LLRP rations and C rations stuffed in socks. They carried trip flares, claymore mines, M60 machine guns, the M70 grenade launcher, M14s or M1s or the CAR-15, Stoners, Swedish Ks, 66 millimeter Laws, shotguns, 45 millimeter caliber pistols, silencers, the sound of bullets, rockets, choppers, and sometimes the sound of silence. The BAR for the older people, those who preceded us who are still living. They carried C4 plastic explosives, an assortment of hand grenades, the PRC-25, radios, knives, machetes. Some of them carried napalm, CBUs, and large bombs. Some risked their lives to rescue others.
Some escaped the fear, but dealt with the death and damage that war causes. Some made very hard decisions, and some just tried to survive. They carried malaria, dysentery, ringworms, and leeches. They carried the land they walked on as it hardened on their boots. They carried stationery, pencils, and pictures of their loved ones, real and imagined. Some of them carried New Testaments and Bibles. Some did not. They carried love for people in the real world and love for one another. And sometimes they disguise that love by telling each other, "Don't mean nothing." They carried memories for the most part. They carried themselves with poise and a kind of dignity. Now and then there were times of when panic set in. People squealed or wanted to, but couldn't. When they itched and made moaning sounds and covered their heads and said, "Dear God," and hugged the earth and fired their weapons blindly at the enemy and cringed and begged for the noise to stop. And they went wild and made stupid promises to themselves and God and their parents, hoping not to die. They carried the traditions of the United States military and memories and images of those who served before them. They carried with them the belief, the country that sent them there, they were fighting for that country, fighting for their family, to protect their wives, their husbands, their children, their grandchildren, and those not yet born. Unfortunately, some did not take God in their heart, and they lived in fear greater than the others. That fear did not end. It lasted 24 hours a day. But those who were saved took their God with them. They knew if he called them home where they were going. They carried grief, they carried terror, longing, and their reputations. They carried the weight of the world on their shoulders. They carried each other.
Thank you. Tonight, I'd like to recount to you an event that took place as a cemetery watchman. Oh, I just wanted to get the day over with. I just want to go home. Sneaking a look at my watch, I saw the time, 16:55. 5 minutes to go before the gates are closed, and I get to go home. Full dress on a hot August sun in Oklahoma is as bad as ever. It was rough. Five more minutes. Well, I saw a car pull into the drive. It was a cherry 69 or 70 model Cadillac DeVille. It looked factory new. It was awesome. It pulled into the parking lot at a snail's pace, though. An old woman got out slowly. I thought she was paralyzed. She had a cane and a sheaf of flowers, about four or five bunches, as best I could tell. But I couldn't help myself. She's gonna probably take an hour. And for this old Marine, my hip hurts, and I'm ready to get out of here right now. But for this day, my duty was to assist anyone coming in. So I broke post attention, my hip made a gritty noise, then I took the first step and the pain went up a notch. I must have made a real military sight, middle-aged man with a small pot gut and half a limp. A Marine, full dress uniform. I stopped in front of her halfway up the walk. She looked up at me with a squint. "Ma'am, may I assist you in any way?" She took long enough to answer. "Yes, son. Can you please carry these flowers? I seem to be moving a tad slow these days." "My pleasure, ma'am." Well, that wasn't too much of a lie. She looked again. "Marine, where were you stationed?" "Vietnam, ma'am. Ground pounder, 69 to 71. She looked at me a little closer. "Wounded in action, I see. Well done, Marine. I'll be as quick as I can." I lied just a little bit bigger. "No hurry, ma'am." She smiled and winked at me. "Son, I'm 85 years old, and I can tell a lie from a long way off. Let's get this done. Might be the last time I could do this. My name is Joanne Weiserman, and I have a few Marines I'd like to see one more time." "Yes, ma'am, at your service." She headed for the World War I section, stopping at a stone. She picked one of the flowers out of my arm and laid it on top of the stone. She murmured something I couldn't really quite make out, but the name on the marble was Donald S. Davidson, USMC, France, 1918. She turned away and made a straight line for the World War II section. Stopping at one stone, I saw a small tear slowly tracking down its way down her cheek. She put a bunch on a stone. The name was Stephen X. Davidson, USMC, 1943. She went up a row a ways and laid another bunch on a stone, Stanley J. Weiserman, USMC, 1944. She paused for a second. "Two more, son, and we'll be done." I almost didn't say anything, but, "Yes, ma'am, take your time." She looked confused. Where exactly is the Vietnam section, son? I seem to have lost my way." Well, I pointed with my chin. "No, that way, ma'am." "Oh," she chuckled quietly. "Son, me and old age ain't too friendly." She headed down the walk I'd pointed to. She stopped at a couple of stones before she found the ones that she wanted. She placed a bunch on Larry Weiserman, USMC, 1968, and the last on Daryl Weiserman, USMC, 1970. She stood there and murmured a few words I still can't make those words out. "Okay, son, I'm finished. Get me back to my car and you can go home." "Yes, ma'am. But before we leave, can I ask you, were those your kinfolk?" She paused. Yes. Donald Davidson was my father. Stephen was my uncle. Stanley was my husband. Larry and Daryl were our sons, all killed in action, all Marines. Now, she made her way to her car slowly but painfully. I waited for a polite distance to come between us, and then I double-timed it over to Kevin, waiting by the car. Get to the outgate, quick! I have something we've got to do! Now, Kevin started to say something, but saw the look I gave him. He broke the rules to get there down the service road, and we beat her. She hadn't made it around the rotunda yet. Kevin, stand at attention next to the gatepost. Follow my lead. I humped over to the drive on the other side of the post. When the Cadillac came puttering around from the hedges and began the short, straight traverse to the gate, I called in my best gunnery's voice, 10, halt! Present, halt! I have to hand it to Kevin. He never blinked an eye. Full dress attention and a salute that would make his drill instructor proud. She drove through the gate with two old, worn-out Marines giving her a send-off she deserved for service rendered to her country and for knowing duty, honor, and sacrifice. I'm not quite sure, but I think I saw a salute return from that Cadillac. But folks, remember this, if nothing else, remember this. A veteran is someone who at one point in their life wrote a blank check payable to the United States of America for an amount up to include their own life.
while the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Please stand with me as we sing God Bless America, singing
God.